Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And good morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed we are this morning, 3CR on the Concrete Gang, 8.55 on your AM dial, 9.30 every Sunday morning. We've got a few vacancies this morning, a couple of boys haven't turned up, but we've got all three trees here. Morning, three trees.
Morning, good to be here. Needs a bit of diversity this show, so that's good to be back.
Yeah, we've got the beautiful Seven's not in.
Oh, the Magnificent Seven. The
Magnificent Seven.
And, he's pulled a hammy.
And the Sparrow's not here. So anyway, there's only you and me. Mud'll be a fantastic show.
We've already hit rock bottom. Only way is up. Only way is up.
How are those earmuffs? A bit loose in your head because they're capos.
I tell you, I need two heads to fit into this thing.
Anyway, listen, we've got a guest on straight away this morning, and we'd like to welcome Christy Kane to the radio show. It's his last performance. He's retiring this week, and he's been a great supporter of the Concrete Gang, and we've been a great supporter of his. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, how are you all down there in 3CR and the Concrete Gang? That's fantastic. We've just finished the job here. There's about 600 or 800 men and women on the job, and four jobs come together. Enjoying it, mate, enjoying it.
You should have sent them home, mate.
Don't worry, that was said from the floor, but yeah. I think we managed to control that a little bit.
It's easy sending them home, it's hard getting them back, mate. Yeah. They'll rule.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, Longy. But, you know, the one good thing about all this is it's my last day, you know, after 51 years, but you do it on the job. You couldn't think of a better place to be.
Well, that's where you started, brother.
That's it, mate, yeah.
And that's where you finished, mate. And yeah, what a great job you've done. Fantastic that you came on with the C from you, and I don't know what role you had there, but you were, president or something?
Yeah, well, when I did come on down there, I was the general secretary, but it was about the miners were in board, manufacturing were doing whatever they were doing, and but we ended up where we did, going through a war for 3 years with people, you know, putting themselves on the front page of the paper, giving people up in meetings, and they know who they are, and to me, it was a disgrace. I don't have to mention them. They're not worth the oxygen, mate.
No. We'll try and finish on a positive note, but we were sort of really happy to have you on the Concrete Gang for the last day of your working life and all that, and what a great job you've done for the working class, mate. And it's been great just a name, but not even just a name, what you've done for the CFMU and the MUA along the years. It's been a pretty tough job. I could see, I could watch you when you were chairing our meetings. I could watch you aging in front of us. But I think people don't realise how tough a job it is. But you've done a great job, and you're well respected. And we look forward to giving you a send off next week, mate.
Yeah. Well, listen. Thanks to the Concrete Gang. In my view, it's the best show in Australia. It connects workers in your industry and other industries, and they do a fantastic job. If there's anyone listening and they want to contribute to 3CR, they should. It's fantastic. Well done.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah. And you actually did a bit of work here. We got you on the phones one Sunday, didn't we, when we had the radiothon?
Yeah, you did too, mate. I remember that. Yeah, no, it's
great, mate. Like being the president nationally, it's a thankless job.
Yeah, being president nationally and answering the phones, I think that's fantastic. But that's the type of bloke you are, mate. You wouldn't give a rat's ass what title you got. You're down in the trenches with the brothers, mate, you know?
Yeah, no, and it's been a pleasure. And for all the young ones coming through, they picked the baton up now, mate. I mean, we've had our turn, or I've certainly had mine, you know, but tickets, lockouts, occupations, jail, everything for the union, and the union will always come first.
And that was the first week you were there.
First they are.
What are you going to get up to on your retirement, mate? Have you worked that out yet?
I haven't, mate. I've got to the finish line now. I was always saying it, but I'll do a little bit of fishing. Look, I'll do. Yeah, I'd like to, you know, do a couple of things, help the young kids, the young ones coming through as well. So
yeah.
I'll see what I do, mate. But I'm going to have a break.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Well, listen, mate, we really appreciate you coming on the Concrete Gang on your last day, and we can't speak highly enough of you, what you've done for the working class from all these years, and you've never faltered. You've always been on the front lines, leading from the front, and we just can't think, we can't say enough about you, don't think highly enough about you, but, mate, all we hope is you have a good retirement, mate, and you enjoy it.
Now, thanks for that, mate. And one of the things that we've learnt on the way through Longie as well is loyalty, mate. We were loyal to the union, and we have a goal, mate. The unions give us everything.
The union comes first, second and third, mate, and we know that. But, you know,
yeah,
we've got to make sure the young blokes coming through understand that. But anyway, you've done your best to make sure they do. Good on you, mate. Oh, hang on.
Hey, Christy, just coming from a younger man like myself and a young organiser and young trade unionist, it's been great to have someone like yourself in there. Inspiring us all, and the young fellas and the young women always talk about how great you are and inspiring you are, so you can fucking leave your head held very high, brother.
It's not that, mate. You'll all be like that if you just stick to what you're doing now. Frank, I've just seen you coming through. I'm so happy seeing how the structure is in place, what you're doing, how you're getting there, and you picked the baton up and numbered it, mate. I think it's fantastic, and all the best to you all.
Great credit to yourself and the executive for pushing the young people to stand up and show what they're made of, you know.
Yeah, well, just look at it now, mate. Indigenous men and women, youth, they're coming through. The women's struggles coming through. They're standing on picket lines on their own now, mate. They're getting up there. It's just some great stuff. Some great stuff.
It was also great to see how staunch you were when we were at the pub the other day. You done a great session then, mate, I'll tell you that.
No, mate, I couldn't move after that. I don't know what you've done to me. I had too many hamburgers.
Food poisoning.
Yeah, food poisoning. All the best, guys, eh?
All right, mate. Good on you, champion.
Take care. Farewell, Christy.
See you, brother.
Thanks, lads. Good luck.
There was a great man from the construction, MUA, construction industry, the MUA, whatever what. Just a great working class bloke. And he's put in. He's done a great job. So we might... Have we got the track ready? Let's cut to a track that's definitely made about him.
Yeah, working class man.
Class man. best man. Well, he loves a little woman. Someday he'll make his wife, saving all the overtime for the one love of his life. He ain't worried about tomorrow, 'cause he just made up his mind. Life's too short for burning bridges. Take it one day.
There it was, Working Class Man, the great Christy Kane, his retirement, finishing off with the meeting with 600 or 800 people this morning. So he's going out the same way he started. What a great bloke and what a great contribution he's made to the construction industries and the MUA and all the rest. What do you think, Three Trees?
Mate, he's just a selfless man. Actually true working class warrior, you know, who gave everything.
Yeah, and hopefully he enjoys his retirement.
And let's bear in mind, he's not English. He's Scouse. He's 100% full-blooded Scouse.
Whoever said he was English?
Someone said something the other day. He goes, I'm a fucking English. I'm Scouse, 100% Scouse.
All right, well, back to business. Although he's gone, business still goes on. And we were lucky enough to go to an icon job during the week, Three Trees.
Oh, yeah.
And mob there. Trackworks have got the possession of the site, and funny enough, we asked the girls there on the gates, you got toilets? Yeah, they got toilets, all right. Yeah, they had toilets. They had plum toilets for the men on the job. The women had one fiberglass cubicle.
Thunderbox. Disgusting.
So it's all right to have the grouse ones for the men, but the women got one of these things that we banned about 300 years ago. Well, it was a brand new, it doesn't matter. So we're still going on about these toilets, and we're sort of, I don't know if we are getting anywhere, but to see that happen and, for them to expect that we'll accept having the fiberglass, what we used to call them, the old thunder box, instead of a proper toilets like the rest of men on the jobs they've got. But the cruel part was the girls were happy, but they said, you might be happy, we're not happy, we don't accept that. You've got the same as everyone else. You get paid the same, you get the same safety, you get the same everything.
It's dignity at the end of the day, isn't it, really?
Well, it's just bad that think that, surely, wouldn't you be thinking, well, how come we're doing this putting this toilet for the women, but the men have got the nice plum ones and all that sort of stuff?
Well, what's the old saying? Like, common sense ain't that common.
No, some famous bloke said that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Icon need to lift the game and started Trackworks. Trackworks were the people on charge of the site. But and unfortunately, it's sort of a government job, isn't it?
It is social housing, yeah.
Social housing job. So you'd reckon they'd start off better than that, because they're talking about procurement for Aboriginals and all things and all different sorts of things, and they start off putting toilets in like that.
Yeah.
Not a great start. So we'll be keeping an eye on that, Three Trees.
Unfortunately, we're just going to have to keep sending them home until they get it right.
Exactly. We've been talking about this before, but we've noticed on the shit list, on the concrete gang, people paying in. But We don't seem to get any love from the tower crane mobs, do we?
Yeah,
In fact, even Butler didn't throw in this week. He must have joined the consortium of a bunch of no good rats and don't, you know, making millions and millions of dollars, but can't even concede to throw a little lovely the way of the community-based radio station to keep them on the air, which is tax deductible. They're normally all over stuff like that. But there's mobs there we have not seen a dicky bird from.
Yeah. And then whenever they're getting ripped off, who do they come crying to?
Straight to the union.
It's interesting, that one, isn't it?
So a special cheerio to MCG Cranes. Of course, General Cranes. What would you expect from generals? You know, at least they're consistent.
Consistently poor, yeah.
Yeah, and even, but old mate Dougie hasn't even got a crane yard now, but he's still throwing a large.
Still leading the charge, isn't he?
Yeah, but there you go. So, you know, unfortunately, they need to be taught a lesson, this mob of social ethics.
All these crane mobs walking around like they're poor. It's like, what's the old saying? Crying with Virginia ham under your arm, but crying because you've got no bread. You know what I mean? Unbelievable.
And also during the week was a great celebration had apparently for Seabus 40th birthday. Three trees.
Yeah, Monday night they had it in the theatre, the Regent Theatre, and it wasn't a bad setup.
Yeah.
It wasn't really one of my kind of affairs. Suit and ties, all this here.
I reckon you were doing the John Travolta on the dance
definitely
floor.
Definitely was not me, but there was a delegation from the union doing it though.
Was there? I think there was a bit of tumbling and slipping and sliding going on, mate.
At one point, I thought the Bee Gees were on the dance floor.
Yeah. Max Merritt slip sliding away.
Barry Gibbs walking around with a gold chain hanging around his neck.
Yeah. You don't want to go in falling around about, you know, some people dragging down politicians and all that.
Apparently a certain former Labour politician took a fall. Someone stepped his leg out backwards when he was doing a bit of a
the Wild Tootsie.
He thought he was in Saturday Night Fever, stuck his back leg out and tripped over Wayne Swan. So, yeah.
Jeez, you'd love to be filming all that, wouldn't you?
Worth a fortune.
So and we probably should get someone on from Seabus soon. We should dust off Buzzer when he finally makes a donation to the concrete gang and find out, because apparently all the superannuation schemes have done very well this year, apparently.
Yeah, well.
Not that I'd know.
It's not like the suits to beat the chest and say they're doing nothing. Definitely dancing up. But once again, working class members, working class money.
All right, and you and I were lucky enough. We had to go to Ballarat during the week, and that's probably the coldest day during the week. But anyway, and if you go to Ballarat, it's cold anyway, so just to mention that. But anyway, a couple of crane things up there, we're pulling down tower cranes and tower cranes going up. There's a fair bit of work going on up in Ballarat, yeah.
We're doing the Ballarat Hospital. That's about to kick off. So they're just finishing the car part of the Ballarat Hospital, but the next stage of it's pretty big. So,
I think, who's doing that?
Built are doing that, yep.
So three tower cranes going up there. So we just went up there to check a few things going on up there, but all good. So we've written down here about Ballarat, a lot of work. Apparently they've got a lot of work coming up. So if you're living in Ballarat, there's plenty of jobs coming up. So go and see a local organiser, Paddy. He'll point you in the right direction for a job, surely.
Get amongst it.
All right.
Oh, shout out to the bakery up there, by the way.
Well, I was going to bring that up later, but now that you've brought it up. I've got to tell the listeners now, I did take Frankie for a little bit of a spoil, because when you go to the bush, you always go to local bakeries because beautiful pies and pastries. But they did take a little bit of offence. They had a glass screen up where they were making the apple turnovers, and I had to pull Frankie away because he was stuck on that yellow, on the clear glass. He was dribbling on the glass watching this lady make apple turnovers. It was a very inappropriate, Frankie.
She was making a lot of them.
She was, mate.
Do you reckon they get a lot of turnover?
You threw that in again, did you?
It was a shit joke, but you know what? My character's being assassinated anyway, so I may as well do it.
I didn't think you'd try that again. That was pretty poor last time you said it, but anyway. What have we got here, mate? Connection meeting. Oh, yes, a Currie's in construction meeting, 10th of July next week, 5 p.m. So, Shaxter and his gang, NAIDOC week next week.
Yep. Get down, get amongst it. If you're in the Indigenous community, get down. 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
In the union office.
In the union office, level 7.
Yeah, make sure you get there to our Currie brothers and sisters. Shaxter loves running the show there.
Oh, he does a grouse job.
Doing
does
a great job, Shaxter.
Grouse job.
And it's NAIDOC week next week, I think.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I just said that, but don't be put off by me just saying
No, because I just make sure you got it right. Yeah, you don't do that too often. Right, and we want to bring this up because we've noticed a few things in the tower crane areas. I think last week, Hayser had an accident on a job where they were turning a panel over, lifting it by with a tower crane and turning it with a Franna, I'd say it was a Franna. And the truck driver's jumped in there pulling his chains and things out the way and all that. And then something gave way, the panel took off and the bloke got crushed. Now, I remember this happened years ago to one of our good old mates, and he was lucky to survive. So we've got to stop truck drivers, people in those loading bays. You've just got to keep them out while you're doing some dangerous work like that because, you know, since then we've noticed, you know blokes, trucks that were loading the crane up in Ballarat, all the loads coming down, they're throwing chains, and getting underneath and all that. We've just got to stop all that stuff.
Look, they mean well, but...
it's not hard, but
it's just fun. There is a place for a truck driver in there, but like you gotta do it properly. There's proper procedures you got in, and then they just think they're getting in so they can get out straight away. They think they're helping; they're just causing more trouble than they really, you know.
And that many people end up down there and in the way. Like there was about 8 people with the trucks were loaded and all that. I just said, look, surely you don't need 8 people to land the load, you know. So let's just clear that out the way. When it's landed, come in, you know. But it's getting a bit of a joke, and you drive past loading bays, and there's stop go people under loads. There's all sorts of things, and yeah. We haven't had a load come down for a long, long time. Touch wood, that one never comes down. But it's just we're getting too blasé about it all. I think
a lot's not going to last forever.
No,
you know what I mean? You can only do so much.
Yes, and social housing. We touched on that with ICOM, but those housing. Social housing jobs are coming up again. There's one down in Port. There's one at,
Hampton. There's one in Kensington.
Yeah.
Or South Kensington. No, Kensington. Where the Flemington Flats are.
And they're big jobs, like $200 million jobs. So they're big jobs and hopefully plenty of housing for our people out there.
Yeah, for people who are in need, you know.
Yeah. And I think ICON's got most of them, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they seem to be in the... In the good books with the government and that sort of department at the minute. So, yeah, they're doing a lot of the work around. They've actually done all of them up to now. There was ones in Paran, Brighton, and there was a stage one in Kensington, and the stage two is now kicked off in Kensington.
And then there's the opposite, Ryman's Health.
Yeah, well, as we all know, Ryman's Health, they're a law unto themselves, but credit to Paulie and all the boys who've kept the pressure on them. They've now got delegates on their jobs. And they're going in the right direction, so.
And flags up and all that sort of stuff. So for people that don't know Ryman's Health, they're building a lot of old people's homes, but they're a New Zealand outfit. They bring people from New Zealand. They bring subcontractors from New Zealand. They build them, then they run them for people from New Zealand. They don't abide by any of our rules or regulations here. So if you ask me, they should fuck off back to New Zealand. But anyway, that's just me.
Exactly right.
But, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans. But I mean,
there's no one here benefiting from their work.
No, that's right. And a special shout out to someone very close to the Concrete Gang's heart, Willie and the Poor Boys.
Yeah,
we've just named them that.
Willie, and big shout out to Willie and the Islander Boys, the Pacifica group. You know, the community that Willie's bringing, he's bringing all the Islander boys together, and they're out doing some great stuff in the community, feeding the homeless and helping and all that. And helping old stalwarts who need things done around their house that they can't do anymore.
And that's no disrespect. There's a song called Willie and the Poor Boys by Commonwealth, by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Grouse song. Very good song. So, yeah, shout out to Willie. Great
yeah,
work,
Willie,
boys.
Good on you, mate. Keep it up.
And the crew. Well done, boys, the Pacifica crew.
Frank Arthur gets his lawns mown, mate. They'll chop it off there.
Oh, they'll be doing well because I don't have any grass.
It's not what you told me. All right, what were we up to there? excuse me. It's a bit of that going around, isn't it? A bit of Timmy the Russian. What about him? Now, we're getting him into the Paris Olympic Games. We reckon he's a chance. If there's a Zambuca drinking competition, Timothy, I reckon, mate, gold is a big gold medal chance.
My God, mate, I tell you.
Because you wouldn't drink that shit anyway, that Zambuca stuff, would you?
Mate, that strip paint off a wall, and I've watched him drink gallons of it.
He spilled a bit on the table, and the birds wiped the table, took the paint off.
Oh, yeah, and then he took the rag off her and squirted it into his glass.
what would it do to your guts?
I tell you, mate, that's like I've drank with Timmy a few times and it never surprises me. Just on and on, just every time you think you know what you're going to get, you're still surprised.
But he drinks with you, and there's a shot of that as you're going.
Oh, you call him Timmy the Russian? I'm pretty sure he could be Irish the way I'm watching him drink. I tell you,
nah, not Friday Irish, you devil, mate. Please, you,
mate.
Come on. Nah, he's not Russian. He's told us he's Mongolian.
He's of Mongolian descent, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
There you go.
They're a hard school.
Talk about diversity.
Nah, that's what we are. Diverse.
We love it.
We love everyone. Majors. Yeah, well, they were starting to send that non-EBA people out the jobs last week, we found out. So we need to keep an eye on that with the old majors. Scallywags. Who we got? I can't read my own writing. We've got... Oceana. Well, you mentioned them. Oceana, they're working on all the jobs, not doing the right thing on the crossings and all that and all the...
Oceana.
That's what I said.
You said Oceana. Oceana. Yeah, they've been given some of their delegates just being hard work, basically.
Irish.
They like quoting the EBA when it suits them, but then when you quote other stuff in the EBA, they're like, nah, it doesn't work that way. So the credit to the boys that are doing the level crossing removals and that, they're holding them to account. Sometimes you just got to take them by the hand and educate them. You know what I mean? That's the sad part, isn't it?
And obviously we put majors in there for the reason we just gave. Suki Lala as well. I put you in three trees because you sucked up a bit when I dragged you off that glass pane when you were looking at the apple turnovers. And you wanted to stay another round until they got baked with the cream hanging out of them.
Is there a problem with that? I don't see the issue.
No, but you did suck a bit. That's all I'm saying.
I was talking more about the orange juice this morning.
The apple turnovers. All right. So I reckon we'll give it to Oceana, Scallywag.
Oceana.
And, jeez, that's not right. That's not even Irish. And three trees, you're the only one, so you've got it, mate.
Look, well done.
You're Suki Lala. Oh. The next week you'll win it from the orange juice this morning.
Can't believe I won something for a change.
Too much for us.
Because I'll tell you what, I couldn't win a fucking bet the weekend.
Yeah, I know all about that. All right, and just look after yourselves. There's a lot of that flu and stuff going around, a lot of people away and all that, so make sure you're ringing up your neighbours and the old blokes and the old women down the road and make sure everyone's all right and checking on your neighbours. But we'll go out the same old way, dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, Frankie Boy, and what are we going out with?
Rich Man North of Richmond.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows, all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. Cause a rich man, north of Richmond. I wish politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the whole beast milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men know. what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men, north of Richmond. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.